Now, excellent to see you. We've got some new faces here. It's brilliant. We've got some Storybox friends, so you'll know who lives in here. Shout it out.
Captain
Perch. Does he like sleeping in on Sunday mornings?
Yeah.
Yes, just like mummies and daddies. Now, we're going to wake him up. How do we wake him up? One, two, three.
Captain
Perch. You are rusty like those keys. Wake up, Captain Perch. One, two, three. Wake up, Captain Perch. He says that was absolutely rubbish. One, two, three. Wake up, Captain Perch. Oh, he says, I've lost my squeak. Oh, there he is. Oh, a bit hoarse. It's been a while, Captain. Nice to see you. Oh, yeah, he says he sees some new faces. This is Captain Perch, our friend who helps us learn the Bible together, especially if we're a preschool or a story box. Yeah, it's good to see some bigger ones here too. You're absolutely right. Now, have you had a good half term?
Yes.
No, I was asking Captain Perch, have you had a good half term? No. Oh dear. What's wrong? He says he's lost his toolbox. He loves doing DIY. He loves doing DIY, and you've lost your toolbox. Yeah, you hope this squeaker is tough, isn't it? Yes, it is. Now, you're hoping. Can these guys help you find it? Brilliant. Can anybody see where there may be a tool? Can you give some directions to find the way to the toolbox? Any box around? Can you see? You got hands up. Guys, we're not at school. Shout it out.
Behind
me? Okay. No, he says it's not down there. No, that's his box. He lives in there.
Under
the blanket. No, that's the Lord's table. It's not there.
Can you...
What? He says no hitting. He says, what? What, here? No, it can't be there. I want clear directions. Here?
Yes!
Oh, it's there. You should have said at the start behind you. Brilliant. Well found. You found his toolbox. Now, that is good to know because, we'll put Captain Perch there. Have a think about that because I need to remember what on earth comes next. But we found the toy box. We found the toolbox. Brilliant. And wonderfully, you're thinking, what on earth has that got to do with anything this morning? Well, in our Bible reading, we're going to listen really well in a moment. Someone asked Jesus, not, I can't find my toolbox, but they say, how do I find God? And Jesus puts his hand up and says, me. So he doesn't give directions like you guys just did. Behind you, it's there, under the blanket. No, Jesus says, I am the way to God. So, we need to learn this morning, as we listen, that only Jesus gets us to God. And Darcy and Oscar are going to give us our reading this morning. So, let me just tell you, it's taken from John 14. Grown-ups, if you want to grab a pew Bible, it's there on page 1082. The children are going to be reading from an international children's version, just for a little bit of simplicity, but you'll see this, that it's very straightforward. You'll see the differences. It's nothing controversial. But you'll find it on page 1082. You guys here just need two ears. And two eyes looking this way, two ears to listen, two eyes to pay attention, and we're going to listen as Darcy and Oscar read to us. So it's grown-ups, page 1082, John chapter 14, verses 1-7. Are we ready? I think they've got it. Let's have a listen to this reading.
Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would not tell you this if it were not true. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. After I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back. Then I'll take you to be with me so that you may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going."
Thomas said to Jesus, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. The only way to the Father is through me. If you really knew me, then you would know my Father too. But now you do know him, and you have seen him."
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Excellent reading and excellent listening, guys. We're going to have a think. Let me tell you what's just happened. Jesus has told his friends, his best friends, his BFFs, that the very next day, he's going to die on the cross. And he's told them that that is going to happen. How do you think they're feeling?
Sad?
Yeah, I think that's how they'd be feeling. Daniel, what are you going to say? Worried? Brilliant.
Unhappy,
sad, worried, confused, scared. And he said to them, but don't worry. don't let your hearts be troubled, if we've got the grown-up version. Because he's going to God the Father's house. That's where he's going. And he says there's loads of rooms there. And he's going to get one ready for each and every one of his friends. Now, imagine Prince Charles. Anyone know who Prince Charles is? Yeah, Queen's son, next in line to be king. Imagine he says, guess what, guys, you're all my friends. I'm going to Mummy's house. Why is that funny? That's what he'd say. He's going to Mummy's house, going to the Queen's house. And he might get out his iPhone and show you a few pictures to show you what it's like behind the gates. And it might show you some rooms like this. Imagine you look on the screen of his iPhone. You go, wow, there's the dining room. Whoa, lots of room for all of us. What else he might show you? Oh, he might say, that's the drawing room. That's where we'll sit. You know, that's where the gentlemen sit for cigars and talk about politics. That's what goes on in there. And that's the bedroom. And there's one for everyone. Look at that bed. Look comfy. Imagine that. Imagine that. We'd think, wow, like you've been saying. Wow. And imagine Prince Charles says, well, that's where I'm going, to Mummy's house. And I'm going to get a room ready for you too. Because everyone's invited, Charles says, if you're my friends. We can come. We'd be welcome. But the thing is, we're not. We don't get past the gates, do we? We can't go in. But Jesus tells his friends that to go to God the Father, that he's going to God the Father to get everyone who's his friend a room ready. Thanks to Jesus, we're welcome. Because only Jesus gets to God. Now we've got to think, how do we get there? And Jesus says, I'm not giving you directions. It's me. Do you remember? Listen up, guys. What did he say? I am the way, Jesus said, and the truth and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. Jesus says the only way anybody gets to God is if they come to Jesus and he has got the key. Anybody else got a key? Brilliant. Now, my toolbox this morning, safely padlocked because it's got something very special inside. Okay? Something you guys are going to love. In fact, your whole families will love. Inside here is a limited edition Black & Decker cordless angle grinder. What's that? Oh my goodness, that is a good question. Right, it's not really. Inside here are sweets. They're sweets. But there's a problem. Is that better than an angle grinder? No, exactly. But they're sweets, you'll like that. Now, the problem is this massive lock. But you're brilliant, you've got keys. So anyone willing to come and have a go and see if your key fits? Up you come. Won't take long because, no, that's not going to work. No, no, wrong shape. Wrong shape, no, wrong shape. Too big. If your key doesn't work, go back and sit down. Keep trying. Whoever gets to open it gets the sweets. And there's enough for all of us. Over, here we go. Didn't work. Oh, no. Has it? Keep going. If it doesn't work, go back. No, that's not going to do it. Too small. No. No. Oh, my goodness. That is a monster key. That'll never do it. Anyone good at picking locks? You've got two keys. Let's see if they work. Brilliant. Have a quick go. Anybody got a key that fits? We could be here a while. Anybody got a key? No, Laurie doesn't fit. Do you want another try? You're a locksmith. You come back with your tools. Has anyone got an angle grinder? That's what we need. Now, no, not going to work. Anybody got a key? Sophie's got a key. Brilliant, have a go. When your key doesn't work, go back and have a sit down. Brilliant. Guys, you're all so polite and nice. It's lovely. Forming an orderly queue. Look at this. Well done. Look at that. No. 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 If your key didn't work the first time, I hate to break it to you. It ain't going to work the second time. Always worth trying. But I've got some inside knowledge. Right, keep going. Keep going. Good try. Well done. So keep going. Last but not least. Has anyone got any other keys?
No.
What? There's one where?
There's
one on the floor here. Who's, here we go. Wow, bundle. It's not, guys, rugby doesn't kick off till 3. Now, here we go. Oscar. Brent, does this one fit? Yes. He's got the key. Open it up. Brilliant. What's inside? Not the Black & Decker. There are quite a few tools. Guys, I've got Haribo sweets for all of you, but not just yet. Not just yet. Not just yet, because the art of a good teacher is to bribe you, so you'll listen more if you know what you get at the end. So sit back down, have a listen. Well done, you've got the key, and you found the sweets. And anybody who at the end of our service together who comes to me and says, please can I have my sweet, and if you need to bring a grown-up, that's fine. There's enough for everyone to have a Haribo sweet, okay? But just check with your parents and carers first, okay? But anybody who comes to me at the end gets a sweet because we found the key. And Jesus says, anybody who comes to me, the way, the truth, and the life comes to God because he is like the key that gets us there. Isn't that brilliant news? We don't have to look anywhere else. No directions like behind you or God's under the blanket. Jesus says, simply come to me because only Jesus gets us to God. Guys, you've listened absolutely brilliantly. And what we're going to do now is, we've got some craft to do. But what we're going to do now is, I'm going to send you to the back room there, where in there you will find, if you take your keys, you'll find a key fob. And what I'd love you to do, take a grown-up from your family with you, is on your key fob, you can do much better than me, is draw on there, maybe some help with the writing and colouring, something like, I am the way, John 14:1-7. And you can take this home, put it up on the fridge, or put it in one of the locks at home, somewhere you can see it and remember that Jesus is the only way to God. So this will be your craft. And when you come up to me at the end and show me your craft, then I'll give you a Haribo if your parents say it's all right. Is that okay? So I'm going to pray, then we'll go to the back room. Grown-ups, as long as we take one sort of grown-up, wait for it, sir. As long as we take one, sort out, we haven't got DBS leaders this week, this is stay in place. So if you organise amongst yourselves and your families how to care for your children, and then the rest of us grown-ups will stay in here and have a little bit more of a detailed think about some of those verses. Let me just pray and say, Father, thank you so much that you tell us the way to you. Thank you that you don't just tell us, but you show us and provide Jesus. And we pray now, as we think about it a bit more detail and the children do their craft, you'd help us all to see why it is such good news that Jesus alone is the way, the truth, and the life. Off you go to the back room. Well, grown-ups, as we perhaps come back together again, it's an all-age service, so we want all the ages to learn and understand these things together. So whilst the children are having a craft, just a few minutes now to think about some of what Jesus says there in what might be for some of you the first time you've heard those words, or for others it might be the umpteenth time you've heard those words, quite a famous few words in the Bible, particularly where Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Three quick things about what Jesus says. It's a huge claim, isn't it? It is perhaps one of the boldest and most famous claims. And we'll just take a few minutes to think now. Firstly, verses 1 to 4, Jesus is saying that he is the way to God. It's Jesus. He set out before in this conversation with the disciples that he's going and he's coming back. And the emphasis isn't on the place of where he's going, but on his presence, on being with him. Look at what he says, just an example in verse 3. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. He's going to the cross. He'll die and he'll rise again. And when he ascends, it is to prepare a place in heaven, to be with him. I don't know about you, I often think of heaven and eternity in materialistic terms. Not necessarily bad terms, but just that the terms where all the trials of life are removed. And yet Jesus says that heaven's perfection is being with him and his Father forever. And so when life feels overwhelming, as it often does, I and I'm sure lots of you will often look to things to help cheer us up. And they often do. There's lots of good things in God's good world provided for us to enjoy. But they're temporary. And so Jesus points us to something far better. Not an eternal holiday. He points us to the full and permanent presence of God that everybody who trusts him and comes to him will one day enjoy forever because they're with him. Jesus is where true hope and fulfillment and satisfaction and heaven is found. And so he longs for us, he says, to be where he is, not because of where he is. It's not, I'm sending you a postcard, it's great, can't wish you were here. No, he longs for us to be where he is because he is there and wants us with him. And so he says to his friends then, and us as we read today, that we know the way. And Thomas says in verse 5, no, we really don't. Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Thomas is often called the Yorkshireman of the disciples. He just says exactly what needs saying, unashamedly. And yet Jesus doesn't give Thomas a postcode, does he? He promises him a person. Jesus says, if we know him, we know the way. That is the promise to Thomas. Because it's less about the place and all about the presence, his presence. Jesus is the way to God. Secondly, Jesus is the way, not a way. There's an eternity of difference, isn't there, between Jesus being the way and not just a way. It's a very bold claim. But it's not a harsh restriction. Perhaps you hear it for the first time this morning and think, gosh, how exclusive. It's not a harsh restriction, but the warmest of invitations. Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me, which means all who come to me come to the Father. See, Jesus isn't saying, I'm the key. Na niki na na, slams the door shut. Now find me. No, he says, by my cross, death, and resurrection, I'm the key. And by coming to me, I throw the doors wide open. All who come to me come to the Father. Because all who come to Jesus trust that their sins are forgiven, that he died and rose again. Life is in him and him alone. And so it's he that prepares the room, if you will, as he puts it, gives us the key. To receive Jesus is to come right in. And to reject Jesus is not to come in at all. So think of the children in a few minutes' time. We'll sing again, and then I'm expecting, if they remember, they'll come charging towards me after the service whilst we're having coffee with their keys and their crafts, because they know that if they show me that, they will get a Haribo. And the point is, if they don't come and ask me, they won't get one. If they come to me, just as I promised, I will give them the sweet. Jesus says he's the key. It's not a bold and arrogant claim, but a glorious invitation from God the Son. And dare I say, actually, if this is true, which as Christians we believe it is, it's far more bold and arrogant to say to Jesus, I don't think you are the way. And in fact, I think there are plenty of others. That is, to reject him, that is far more bold. Far more arrogant. Maybe you're someone this morning who needs to think more about Jesus making a claim like this. In a room this size, there might be someone here who needs to think, actually, do I need to come to Jesus to have sins forgiven? Perhaps you've always thought there are all sorts of alternative paths. Different paths to a father or a God or a divine or a deity, whatever. Jesus unashamedly says to his friends here, your paths lead nowhere. More than that, he goes on to say it's a perilous path because it won't deal with your sin. But Jesus says, I will. And he dies on the cross and rises again. So he says, come to me. Where else will you go to have sins forgiven? If you'd like to think more about that, do just chat to me or drop me a line. That details are on the back. We're here for that here at Christ Church. But Jesus is the way. Secondly, Jesus is the way. And finally, just as we close, Jesus is the way and not us. See, the question we opened with is, if someone said, how do I find God? Well, these verses assure us that God finds you. That's what Jesus says. That's what he's saying. And that's brilliant news for lots of reasons. But here in the context of John's gospel, a key reason he says this is to see how the disciples fail. John doesn't want us to miss. Thomas, he's totally bewildered. First to stick his hand up. We don't know the way. He's confused. Peter, you might know, he's passionately faithless. He'd do anything for Jesus, he says. He'd die for him. And yet when a little girl around a cozy campfire quizzes him, he pretends he's never met Jesus before. He's passionately faithless. See, Jesus doesn't say we need to find him. Thomas doesn't say get your sat-nav out. Peter, he doesn't say more faith, son. No, Jesus says, you won't find me, so I find you. I am the rescue, so come to me. Your rescue is never dependent on our faithfulness, but his, to go all the way to the cross. Just notice as we close the words he uses here. He says, I go, I prepare, I return. It's all for his friends. He does it because no one comes to the Father except through Jesus. So if you're a Christian this morning, take comfort that Jesus is the way, not you, not me. He asks nothing other than to receive the invitation, come to me. Day in, day out, come to me. And that is wonderfully liberating if you're following Jesus, because perhaps, like me, over coffee after the service, on Sundays, or perhaps at your small group Bible studies, Wednesday nights and Friday mornings, you know, people say the very polite thing, how are you? And you say, I'm fine, which is a polite lie. Because if you really have the time or the inclination, you know you're not fine. And so people actually want to ask slightly more spiritual questions, how are you doing in your trust with the Lord? And you say, yeah, I'm doing okay, could be better. And you know it's an exaggeration. Faith as thin as a Rizla paper. And we do that, if you're anything like me, when we're wobbly on the truth that it's about our faithfulness. That we've got to impress others and reassure others that we're doing okay, thanks, don't worry. And yet Jesus says to friends who are terrified, confused, and sad, just as the children said, before his cross, don't be troubled. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You come to the Father through me. And with Jesus there now, certain as that is, means all who come to Jesus are certainly there too. So friends, have confidence and be encouraged. It is okay to say, how are you doing? I'm not doing great. I'm fearful, worried, doubting, scared, insecure, sad, lonely, troubled, grumpy. That is not okay long term. We're here to support each other. But it's not the key either. Jesus is the way to God. He's the way, not a way. And he is the way, and not you, and not me.